So Hanut, Psucha, 24 hours a day, original 7-Eleven.
Right.
Hanut is always open. Hanut is open. So what are we going to buy in this Hanut? What's for sale? What do we got? Let's back up. Let's go the normal route first. Let's go the normal route first. Let's see, read it. Let's start earlier. Last week we were having some problems with the mission. We were having some difficulties.
Yeah, what were those problems?
I think we'll go over it again. I'm not sure we're going to get further. But maybe we'll just wrap it up with the... since the Binyan seems... and other training teams, and then the mission that the Chumash Pesukah is not speaking about Averis.
Not speaking about
Averis. So, and it seems that the deal of the mission of the Chumash is a place where you buy things. Right? If the problem is, if it's a Chefer Chanut, it's a Chanut that it sells Chefer goods. So the problem is going in there. Don't go in there. You shouldn't be buying there, buy somewhere else. Right? If it's things that shouldn't be bought b'chalal, right? So then the problem is there shouldn't be such a chanut. The problem is that there's some lack of chochem reyes and noilod in terms of payment for the goods. Doesn't seem the problem is buying the goods. So I decided maybe it'll help us a little bit to switch things around, and let's take the other shot. Now we'll throw the binyan is dear, goddamn. If we were right in the beginning, so then what's Rashi going to do? Rashi learned other Rishonim, most of Rishonim, many Rishonim, learned an easier way in the Mishnah. It's definitely easier. Right? It's definitely easier to deal with, understanding what the Mishnah says. That the Chanut Ptucha is referring to the capability in Olam Hazeh to pick up whatever it is that you want. Chanut Pesucha is referring to the fact that the options that are given to us in Olam Hazeh include mitzvahs and averus, includes heter and nisa, includes tire, tum. It's all there. There's a shelf there for the kosher goods and a shelf there for nisa. No, I'm going on the chanut. You have to go into it. They didn't ask you whether you can go into Olam Hazeh or not. But you pay according to the goods that you take off the shelf. And if you take off a very good, so then you're going to have to pay for it. So, this is, as far as the first part of the... that's what he's picking up. As far as the basic understanding of what the Mishnah is trying to say, it's a little easier on us. Why it's called a chanut? All the kashas that were saying why they've been here and didn't learn this way. So how do these show them, right? Why the moshel chanut? This is something that we've mentioned a few times. A moshel has to be clearer than the idea it's going to express. Right? It has to be more closer to us. Right? There's no poetic language available here. Right? If you want to say nice, you don't say flower. If you want to say pretty, you don't say flower. You say pretty. There's nothing not understandable about pretty. If you want to give a certain basic understanding that of type of pretty that relates to flowers, so then you talk about flowers. But if you just want to say something's pretty, you're not going to say it's like a flower. It's not kosher and schneis. Say it's pretty. You speak straight. A poetic language. And if there's a moshel given, the moshel has to be because the nimshel is difficult to express. And with the moshel, I can grab it. Right? What's hard to express? Right. What's the matter with what the Torah say? It's pretty clear. You want to tell me that in Kokoisei Teleicho, it's just a psukim about that. That if you do the right thing, you're going to get good schar, you do the wrong thing, that's something difficult to express. What is the Moshel Chanut going to help us with? And like we asked, the main problem is what the Binyan was saying. If we're right, I mean, if that's why, how we understood from the beginning, the reason why he didn't want to learn that way, the Chayyim is right. It's the problem is not pain. The problem is don't do it. Don't pick up the goods. It's bad goods. You know, I'll take those goods. The problem is not...
You have to go to the Chanut, though.
What?
You have to go to the Chanut.
So it's the wrong marshal. It's the wrong marshal. What's the marshal teaching?
Maybe Chanut is a concept that it's... A Chanut is something that's miyuchat to have a bechir. You know, it's the place where everything is sitting there waiting to offer you your chance. When you think Chanut, you think... Gotta have something in there. I mean, Chanut's, isn't it?
Excellent. I know I've been lying. I know I've been lying. If I have a problem, I say it in cheer, and either it'll fall from Shemayim or from you.
Good chance. It's wrong, but you can rely on.
Right. Stanley was right. Very good. What is he saying? Let's just explain it a little bit. The idea behind his words, the way I understood it, I'm not sure that's what you mean. The way I understood it is Chanut, besides being a place where things are available, this is a capitalistic modern Mishnah here, and it's teaching, you know what Chanut is? Chanut is a place that's out to get you to buy.
That's what I meant.
Out to get you to buy.
Enticement. P2E. Advertising. Peter, yeah, mate.
Come on in here.
Chanut is not just a place. Lechem min haaretz, right? Cake and frosting you get in the Chanut. Lechem you get from the haaretz. Yeah, maybe because it's a lechem. Bagels with lox or something, you know, onions bagels. If you have an achanut, achanut is a place where they sell you, they sell them to you, they sell you down the river, whatever they can do. Pitul, the musag of achanut is a place where you can get swallowed up into. It's a place that radiates need. And it tries to influence all that comes. You don't have to walk in. They have these very special processes of how to get you from across the street. And that wasn't sufficient, then they want to import it into your house.
Mm-hmm.
Now they want to put it in the streets. And then they're going to put it when you wake up, when you get up in the morning, when you go to sleep. You know,
what's that?
The big kind of advertising. You have to buy. You have to buy. In other words, what we're hearing here, what's the difference between pitui? If chanut is an expression of not just the opportunity to find one's needs, but chanut is an expression of a situation where there is somebody influencing you to that you need. There's something out there. It's a chanut is a special place. It's not just an opportunity to pick up your needs. Okay. For example, if you have an army also the people that have needs, and they're met by the personnel, I don't know what they call them exactly, I forgot, that are in charge of meeting the needs of all of the people in the army. Okay. So there's no advertising there, it's not such nice night lighting, it's usually like a kind of like a back room somewhere, you know. If, what do you need? You need a helmet? You go there to the warehouse and you get a helmet. That's the difference between pure needs and chanut. It's a place that's going to, it's pitui. Now pitui is a very old story. It's an old story. It started all the way back then. That's it. Didn't get too far. You know, did not get the first base and went back to go. That's it. Pitui is.
It's not four schools.
Right?
It's the other four schools.
Pitui. The world of Adam Hazeh the Mishnah is referring to us is a world of a chanut. It's a place where they're out to sell you. It's not just passive, where you have an opportunity to pick up your needs, but it is active. It's out there to swallow you up. Okay. Once we hear this, which the Chorah, according to the Isur Pshat, right, is an absolute necessity. So even, we'll see that the difference in there, the two Pshatim are just different levels. There's really no difference. Right. But the basic concepts is coming, we're going to come a little closer together. The concept over here is that we're in a world where pitui can exist. A chanut is an expression of the existence of olam hazeh as a place where hazeh is a chiddush. There's a new system here that really shouldn't exist. If we were recreating a world and we didn't take everything into consideration, we're just thinking logically, according, so there no pitui would exist. There's a very big chiddush that lies behind pitui. What does it mean, Peter? What does that mean? Okay. Do I need it or I don't? If I need it, you don't have to convince me. If I don't, how can you convince me? What is that? What? So? And it's only 99.99. It's not 100. So, $99.99. What is that? What kind of power is that? What kind of is that?
It stimulates your bechira. If you just go to sleep if you didn't have any pitul. And each time it happens, you have a bechira.
I have a suffix, I have a very big suffix, whether pitul is an absolute necessity for bechira. And the pashtus, I don't want to go into it now, but the pashtus is that it's not. You can have p'chira without pita. Even though the original chet of the region was definitely foolish in the pasuk, it was a mahalach of pita. But that's a certain type of aveira.
But maybe that's...
But there's nimroids. Makers herboinoi and chav nimroid boy. Right at the beginnings of Avodah Zarah.
But maybe there's
other vortin. There's a lot of later has a lot of ways.
I don't want to make a distinction. Maybe there's enticement from your point of view, and then there's enticement from the Kodesh Baruch Hu's point of view. In other words, you can have enticement without you can have a bechira without anybody enticing you from the outside. Fine. But it could be a Kodesh Baruch who wants you to have a Bechira on something he wants to entice you for. Because he has reason that you should meet this particular challenge. He has to bring you things from the outside. They don't come from you. He has to throw things at you because it fits into his ruts and his plan. And therefore, maybe that kind of Bechira does require it.
I'd like to explain what he means.
Was it?
I just want to explain what you're saying. The way I understood, I don't know, that's what you meant. You're saying a very good idea, if it's what you're saying. The idea, this is a cloud, big cloud. Talking about Baisai, and I find it in all places, even the most unexpected places. Pitui, you know, would be the classical place where we would label it as negative. We labeled it as something that if it exists, and what I was trying to say before he helped me, was that there's a chiddush here, there's a chiddush in understanding of creation. This has to be created. If it wasn't created, it wouldn't exist. Because pure reality, mathematical reality, is scientific reality, right? There's no people involved. Right? Gomachata a electron. Right. Everything does according to its reality. If I'm a reality of a plant, I'll be a plant. If I'm a reality of a cow, I'll be a cow. And it's amazing. Right? Since Sheish Migration until today, no cows have ever tried to be a zebra. Amazing. It never happened. Right? You have these humanoids who've been trying to be cows. That's true. But we haven't had any cows trying to be zebras. Why not pito? So it shouldn't be some type of a pito to be a zebra, better than a cow, or something else. Because it doesn't... reality doesn't accept it. It doesn't address it. How does it exist? So in order for it to exist, there has to be a creation of a new type. A creation of a new type where there is room for maneuver outside of the strict rules of the nature or whatever other rules you want to call them. There's room for maneuver by Rotzon. Yes, but. With yes, but, how could there be yes, but? The answer is, right? So the simple approach is what I understood from what you were saying. The simple approach would be this, that this is l'ra'atenu. This is something that was created, that the Rebbeinu Shel needed, right, to give us a hard time, so we should get to Olam Haba better. Right? But as far as Be'etzim, in Olam Haba, something, if we had a way to get rid of it, it would be better for us. But this is something basically negative. That's the simple approach. And most of the pita that we're involved with, it's true. If we could get rid of it, we'd be better off. Right? Most of it, it would be a much better world if we can move out for all of advertising.
We get it all same levels with other types of choices of
Bechir? Yeah. There are other choices. Other ways Bechir works. There are other ways Bechir works. There are other ways Bechir works. I don't want to prove that right now. I just want to just leave it. Okay? It's why, here, we have a klal. There is nothing in the world that is basically ra, and it's only created in the world to give us a choice. It doesn't exist. Everything that is put in the world for our benefit, Olam Chesed Yibone is across the boards, without any exceptions, except for one, which I'm going to go to right now. Right. And the choice is, you can use it right or you can use it wrong. Right. But everything that exists is there to give us maximum capabilities. True, that if the Rebbeinu Shel wanted to make us smaller, less less possibility for us to gain the greater heights that are now available, so then he would make a simpler world. There wouldn't be this pita business would exist, right? But we would lose out of that. There would be some limitations that we would have to suffer. And now the Rebbeinu Shel decided that even though the Rishonim are going to suffer from this, right, but the Tzaddikim are going to gain out of it, and Tzaddikim were the reason why the world was created, so they come first. Right? The Rishonim also is a Cheshvin form, but we'll leave that for right now. B'chol Oifin, Pitui is a new type of existence. It was there given for our benefit. The Rebbeinu Shel offers us Olam Hazeh. Right? Offers us Olam Hazeh in Pitui form, not in raw negative form. Not in raw need form. This is, first of all, an expression of his chesed. We have to eat. Why do we have to eat? It's not going to it, but that's a fact. We have to eat. Right? We didn't have any pitui to eat. We would just have to eat because there would be a mitzvah in the Torah, okay? Not achilas matzah, not achilas besukah, but every day tochal shalosh aruchot bayom. Right, there'd be no desire to eat, no pitui to eat. It would just be shemartem oides nafshei seichem, with another pasuk explaining, which means eat three meals a day. Okay? If there would be such a pasuk. Okay? So then look at anybody who smokes, and you know that he would die from starvation. He would die from starvation. Beyond that, this is something I don't want to go into too much right now, but the Gemara says that it wouldn't work. It doesn't work. You can put in intravenous and there, zandas and all kinds of ways of putting artificially food into a human being. And it has everything that you need. And you can last for a certain period of time that way. Right? With intravenous, it can last for days. Or these zandas and vein foods that they have in the hospitals can go on for months. But so you should be able to go indefinitely. It's food. Right? It's vein food. This is this type of vein stuff that they're directly into, you know, pure. It's got all the stuff in chemical form, like after digestion. They put it right into the veins. Right? So it's got everything. You should be able to live for 120. Right? You can't. You can't. It doesn't work. Why? They don't know. I know. I know. Because there's no pita. There's no pita. You want food without pita. Right? That doesn't work so good. It works less good. Shmuel Brochus of South Bezon Bay says a person who loses his taivas achila, for example, if he waits too long to eat, then the food doesn't help anymore. It's not easy. Because if you don't have a desire to eat, you eat just out of... I heard from a if you force a kid to eat, you're a baltashkes. It doesn't do any good. It doesn't do any good. What? I don't know. We, you know, he says he knows it from his practice. He saw it before he was from. He knew it from before he was from. He saw it from practice. It doesn't work. Can't do that. One of the most healthy things in the world is ketchup. Right? Because then they eat chicken and whatever else, good stuff. Right? But the whole creations in the world, tavlinim, what are you tavlinim for? Don't have tavlinim. It's all shy of the world with people. Yofi, flowers, so on and on.
Right?
What about Pas Vanilla? But the world wasn't created that for. The people who are holding in Torah, right, have everything that you need in Pas Vanilla. Not missing anything.
Do they have a title for Pas
Vanilla? Yeah. You eat just that and see how you like it. Why? Look at the person who doesn't have Pas for a couple of days.
What you said also was a
shot,
not in the
mind. Have a time, whatever time you wanted. So, Peter. Chanut. A chanut is a place where things are being given nuts. Passively and actively, they're out to offer you. This opens the opportunity for Nochoshim Leminehem to come into the world and to operate. It opens the opportunity for all of that is totally sheke. I don't need it. I don't want it. It's bad for me and it's awesome. And I still do it. Why? Why? It's not going to be good for me. Not in Olam Hazeh, not in Olam Haba. So why am I doing this? I'm destroying my health. I'm destroying my ruchness. So why am I doing You don't need mashalim. Everybody can make their own mashalim. Nirali, that the Rishonim that spoke about the Aveiros was not the Dafka Aveir. But that's where you hear it in a clear form. The Ben Yonis was telling it in its purest form. The purest form is always pure, but it's all harder to hear because anything pure is hard to grasp. But the place where it's clearest to get, see here in the Aveiros. A chanut is a place where they can sell you poison. Well, if they can manage, they'll sell you poison. They really don't. They don't have community to them. Right. What? Everything's But the yisoid of chanut is that everything is open. Chanut pasuach. Open. That means that the needs and what's being offered actively, like we said, are not coming from the shayush of reality, the shayush of what the real needs are, shayush of what's good for me, Nayim Hazeh, Nayim Abo, Yash, Nuchim. But it becomes a separate system that lives on its own, it has its own existence of buying and selling, of consumption. It has no relationship to the world of the real, the ultimate form of that is a day. What's in a day? The Virgin got up and said, red flowers, yes, green flowers, no. If it would be just an Indian of being the rawest form of Bechira or being Shemir, the Mitzvah Samelach, so it could be green flowers and red flowers. They said that green flowers, you know, smell, and red flowers don't smell. Chasu Shalom, it's not like that. Chasu Shalom, it's not. Vaday, everything is, you say it's a melech, everything is tzivuyev. But Vaday also, that all of the Torah is built on Chochma El Yehina, and everything has, whether we know it, whether we don't know it, as much as we can understand it, we can't, has a reason to add in why it is like that. And the Rebbeinu Shalom showed us, he created a very special world. We opened up in front of us all of the possibilities, even the possibilities of going beyond. There are possibilities of going beyond. Beyond what? We'll talk about it. Maybe, hope we get there one day. But the idea of Pitoi relates to that level of existence that enables a person to go beyond. Beyond what would otherwise be. Beyond what would normally be. Around what you can mathematically expect given X, Y, Z, so it should come out P, and it doesn't. It comes out much more than that. Why? Because P2. Why? How does it come out more? Because P2. The world is created in a way that we can get beyond. We can get beyond. There are certain boundaries that if we didn't have this, we wouldn't be able to overcome. Hashem created and gave us the opportunity to go crawl through the world. But in order to give those opportunities, there is innate dangers in that. Because you can go beyond up, and you can also go beyond down. If you can go beyond, then you can also go beyond down. Okay? So no problem. No problem. We'll put up signs. Okay? This is beyond Tov. It's called mitzvahs, and Maisim Tovim, and Torah, and Chassidus, and Dusha. There's all kinds of more and more. Okay? And then beyond, no, the beyond that's negative. Right? They put up big red signs. Don't touch that. That's no good. That's not going to be good for you. What's the Pitoi L'Tzara Tov? What does it do? Yeah. I want an example of Pitoi L'Tzara Tov. Okay. Tzom L'Lecho Nafshi, Kom L'Lecho Psoi. Half a tilim is describing the tshuka atzuma at nishmas dovel hamelech nishmas klal yisrael to the boyoyim. Where does that get him? What do you get out of it? Right? You get the shir hashir, you get the pes hamikdash, you get the olam haba, you get everywhere. You get the shir hashir. Bottom line, you get pes hamikdash, you get the kodesh v'kadosh. You get to Chibur Bayavidim. That's what you get. The final boundary, which only this process can overcome, is Bayavidim. Again, it's Bayavidim, right? Vashem created us that we can overcome this ultimate boundary and we can come to Dveikus Vashem. At Kadei, that's one of the mitzvahs. Dvakto Vashem. How do we do that? That's the ultimate beer. That's the ultimate beer. Kol Hashar Zil Gemu. You want to know where it is? It's Nivu. You want to know where it is? It's Nivu. You want to know how does somebody learn Shas Balpe. How does somebody learn Shulchan Aruch 400 times? It's not normal. There's no such thing. Can't be done. If you're this big, there's a lot of people that are swarm out. Sometimes that there are people that would say the person was bigger than the sefer. And some people that would know that the sefer was bigger than the person, then how did he write it? Because you can go beyond. You can overcome the limits. Right? A person has to know his limits. And right, you have to know that there are ways. There are ways to overcome limits. There are limitations of how much you can overcome the limits. All of your accomplishment in the world, including physical, especially Ruchnius, is only accomplished through Pita. The difficulties of creation are so difficult that if there would not be this power, Pita, that would enable us to overcome the boundaries, we wouldn't be able to do it. And we wouldn't have any reason to do it. We would say, live in caves. What's not living in caves? We're going to live in a apartment. Think about it. What do we do? Not individually, it's now that after society. Let's assume that, just for a marshal, that people started off with caves. Right? Look where we ended up. Physically, look at the world where it is now, and cars and telephones. Why? You know how much effort was put into that? Why? Where did it come from? So it's supposed to be a problem. It's called kine. And kine is one of the descriptions of a certain basic form, in the positive form, of pitui that enables man to bring out the koiches, to overcome the odds, to work in great difficulty, and to create, to develop that nobody ever taught. Nobody ever taught how to make a telephone. First guy made a telephone. And he made a telephone. Mm-hmm. And he made a telephone.
Mm-hmm.
Don't make a telephone. What?
The shivish and light Moses in the camp.
Yeah. So says Chazal in Koheles and Reishis. And that says in the Pasuk, Yadav Kimas Kosh, also in Yetuv Ma'oid, Tuv, Ma'oid, Yetzahara. The pinnacle of Tuv of the world is Yetzahara. Major Shas, Yetzahara, Tuv Ma'oid. The answer is yes. Lulay, this power, nobody would get married, nobody would build houses, nobody would do business, the world wouldn't function. The way the Bajan created, that's the way it would end it. Then
why is
it would just be survival.
Why is it a higher form of Torah, Shalom Shema?
What?
Why is it a higher form of Torah, Shalom Shema?
Because the Shema is a much higher level of Pita.
I mean, the
Shema is a higher level of Pita.
That's Pita?
Vadai. What do you think? Mm-hmm.
That's the ultimate. That's saying I'm going to spoon out the whole ocean to Shas.
We're always the trick. Why? If we understand, I'm going to stop you. Right? We understand. We talk shalai lishma, bol lishma. Lo lishma, I'm doing it for a cigarette, for candy. I'm doing it for money. Lishma, I'm doing it for something pure, right? Unrelated to any type of mahalach of pita, right? So now, how does this bring to that? It's totally from mahalach.
That's also pitu.
It's not a pshat. It's not the pshat. It's the question, what drives you? What do you appreciate? So that's what the Rambam explains. And when he talks about how you're supposed to teach a child, you start off with the toys and candy. I forgot about it. Candies and toys and then money and then a shidduch and then a shtetl. Okay. It's not a big kid.
What?
And then he says, after he's come to a Shleimus Hadas, then you explain to him that the highest level of appreciation, the biggest desire in the world, Anche Emes, desire Emes much, much more than a child desires candy. Much more. Anche Emes. Ben says here, we learned it, I don't remember. What's the simile of a chochem?
Chochm could be Tuyeach Yomim Vishonim Lamoid Alvar Chochma Achas. Yomim Vishonim. Why? Because Chochm.
That's it.
That's
like turning you on. That's
the ultimate. That's it. Where's the honor where it says in the foolish, take out the brichas? What's our brichas? Brichas atayah. V'ayav no Hashem lakeinu. That's how we start the bracha. Okay. How do we end the bracha? Lishma. Decide, what do you want? You want lishma or lishma? Okay. We're little fools that we can't push ourselves only with candies and all kinds of shalashmas. But we ask the Bnei Shalom that we should have full appreciation and cheshek v'tayah, that we should appreciate the lishma. Oh, then we'll run. Then we'll overcome everything. Okay? Right, candies get you moving, but how far does it get you to move? That gets you moving straight to the Father. Yeah. You have to build up to that. Just build up to that. The cholish in achanut is a place. Yeah, that's as much as we got today. Okay. Achanut, that's next week. Achanut is a place that gives you the ultimate opportunity, that opens the avenues for going beyond, but then there's dangers. There are dangers that you can go beyond them. Right? And that's what the Bnei Shalom gave us the whole rules. There's more laws to say than essays. Right? Says, I'm giving you all the opportunities. I didn't hold anything back. I gave you everything. Right? So I got to give you a lot of hazards. I give you atomic power. You don't want to play around with matchsticks. I give you atomic power, but you got to really watch it now. On all sides, because it's dangerous. Right? You can go wrong. You can go beyond. You can go beyond in wherever in all directions. So on every part in life, we give you a lot of it. Here, watch. No, don't. Watch. Not that way. That way. That way. Not that way. Amen. So the Bnei Shalom gave us everything. He gave us the ultimate. He gave us in the highest form. He gave us to us with the greatest. All Chanut Psucho, everything is open. All open. It's all available. Okay. All, you can go beyond. Two sides to that. There's two sides to that story. That's a velocis.